This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. After devoting recent shows to the music of 1967, 77, and 87, today we're traveling near two decades back into the land of Latin music for an hour of alternative rock, rap, salsa, and Brazilian rhythms from the late 90s. This is in fact a moment of absolute splendor for Latin American music on many different fronts, and especially, Josh, when it comes to these sounds becoming an integral part of the American mainstream, right?
Indeed, Ernesto. I think you could say that 1997 was kind of the boiling point for rock and español's, or now what we call Latin alternatives, commercial potential in the United States. It was also many releases that came out that year became eligible for the very first Grammy Award in the Latin rock category. I was starting my career back then 20 years ago as a publicist for many of the artists, in fact, including this first one, Molotov, who at the time, you know, were being compared to being Mexico's answer to the Beastie Boys, perhaps because Molotov, like the Beasties, played their own instruments and rapped. I was very fond of this song, Voto Latino, which was a very political song and I think is very appropriate in these times of what we're seeing as race-driven immigration policies and in many cases hostility towards Latinos in the U.S. I've always been fond of this song and it's got, in fact, a gringo member, Randy, in Molotov, who makes some very passionate pleas towards equality towards his Mexican brothers. Let's take a listen. This is the Latin Alternative.
claves, tus puñales por la espalda, tan profundo, no me duelen, no me hacen mal. Lejos, en el centro de la tierra, las raíces del amor, ¿dónde estaban? Me dejé nuestros abriles olvidados en el fondo del placar del cuarto de invitados. Eran tiempos dorados, un pasado mejor. Aunque casi me equivoco y te digo poco a poco, no me mientas, no me digas la verdad, no te quedes callada, no levantes la voz ni me pidas perdón. Aunque casi te confieso que también he sido un perro compañero, un perro ideal que aprendió mal a ir y a volver al hogar para poder comer. Flaca, no me claves tus puñales por la espalda.
This is a Latin Alternative today, an episode devoted to the year 1997, sort of the golden era, the second renaissance of the Latin Alternative, when it all began. And we just heard Andrés Calamaro from Argentina. This is a more mature, more adult Calamaro. He had started his career much earlier with Los Rodríguez. And in the late 90s, he sort of achieved a new level of insight, a new sound. This is a couple of years before he decided to record one song a day for the release of the quintuple masterpiece El Salmón, with 100 songs in one album. We just heard Flaca from the album Alta Sociedad, one of the biggest hits that Calamaro has had. And it's a pity in a way, I think, Josh, that, you know, Calamaro is like sort of a mixture of the gritty sound of the Rolling Stones and the confessional poetry of Bob Dylan, and he's totally obsessed with Lennon and McCartney. I think it's a pity that he didn't enjoy more popularity than he deserved, especially in the US.
And indeed, Ernesto, I was always actually a bigger fan of the title track on that album, Alta Suciedad, which we played in our blues rock episode. But yes, Calamaro, often the Bob Dylan of Argentina. I'm glad you spotlighted that track, Flaca. We are now going to continue with a little streak of Argentine rock. This is an album, off an album, called Silencio Equals Muerte, Red Hot and Latin. And this was part of the Red Hot series to raise awareness and funds to fight HIV. This was the first Latin-themed Red Hot album, and it was a very interesting record. They paired up a number of Latin rock with non-Latin artists. And we're going to hear actually two tracks off that album. First, I want to play Todos Tus Muertos, who are an iconic Argentine sort of reggae punk band, doing a track called Gente Que No. And if I remember correctly, this was a collaboration between Todos Tus Muertos and Los Auténticos Decadentes. Enjoy the reggae rock vibes.
No quiero que me llenen la cabeza con mierda. No quiero que me digan lo que debo pensar de. Dale, música.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1997. Yes, 20 years ago today. We just heard one of my favorite Latin and non-Latin collaborations of all time. That was Argentina's Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, who at the time were really one of the biggest, you know, reggae ska groups out of Argentina, paired up with Fishbone, America's biggest reggae ska band of that time. And I love that they took on the Burt Bacharach classic, What's New Pussycat, and gave it a crazy bilingual ska spin. That song also off the Red Hot and Latin Benefit album.
And in fact, George, I remember seeing Los Fabulosos Cadillacs live at the House of Blues in LA, them sharing the stage with Fishbone. And at one point, in fact, they performed this song live. They did like an extended jam version of it that was a little tedious, perhaps, but still it was nice to see those two bands together after they had collaborated and for this album. And now we're going to listen to some tropical music. Of course, some salsa. We're going to go to Colombia. And you know, Josh, I'm a devoted fan of Joe Arroyo and everything he's done. Joe Arroyo, of course, became very famous in the 70s as a vocalist with the supergroup Fruco y Sus Tesos, perhaps the first Colombian band to achieve massive commercial success doing straight-ahead salsa tunes. And then he became a solo artist and sort of in the mid-80s, he experienced his biggest moment. So many different hits. Rebelión, that we played recently in the show. La Noche, all these songs that people like Juanes have covered. And then in the 90s, this is interesting, Joe Arroyo signs a new record deal with Sony Colombia. And he starts releasing one album a year, one studio album a year, many of them with his original compositions. And these are more like humble and way unassuming albums. They're not chock full with hits and they're not as explosive as the earlier stuff. But they're beautiful, and exploring 1997 gives us a chance to discover this album, Reinando en Vida. This is just one record that Joe Arroyo released in 1997. It has about 8 to 10 tracks. I'm going to listen to the opening track. It's just beautiful, showing the influence of Caribbean music. I'm talking about the influence of soca and calypso into the music of Joe Arroyo that was ever present. Here he is with the song Tres Corazones.
Jamás imaginé que lo tenías por costumbre y así yo me quité toda tu sombra de noche. Y él sabe, él sabe, él sabe nuestro papel. Tres corazones y se tocan de noche como vampires, se atacan de noche. ¿Tú qué sabes qué diré? Mala que sé qué pasión.
Peligro,
esa cantaleta, esa yo también, tú,
peligro, peligro. This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Mañana es mejor.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1997. Yes, 20 years ago today, We just heard a live version of Paseando por Roma, one of the classic tracks from Argentina's breakthrough rock band of the 80s, Soda Stereo. And as I mentioned, they really were at their peak in the 80s. And so fans were very upset when the band did a farewell tour in 1997. And that was documented on the double album, El Último Concierto, The Last Concert.
And of course, we couldn't pay tribute to the year 1997 without some Fabulosos Cadillacs. Not only their collaboration with Fishbone, but that year they released the album that I think is the very best album they ever did, Fabulosos Calavera. Just a masterpiece. I would say this is definitely one of the top five albums of Latin rock of all time. Just a beautiful kaleidoscopic masterpiece, mixing every single sound of Latin America and other mainstream mediums under the horizon in one record. Fabulosos Calavera. So here they are once again, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, with the probably the biggest hit from that record, Calaveras y Diablitos.
Hey!
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted entirely to the year 1997 and its many musical riches. We just heard Luis Alberto Spinetta from Argentina. In 1997, he recorded an unplugged. He traveled to Miami with his band and recorded the album Estrelicia. This is an unplugged MTV show.
And of course, because he is was one of the godfathers of Argentinian rock, Spinetta had a wide catalog to choose from. And he opened the show with Durazno Sangrando. This is a classic sort of Argentinian prog rock song by the band Invisible from the 70s. And a very nice version that we just heard from Luis Alberto Spinetta.
And now we are going to head down to Colombia for Aterciopelados, one of the biggest rock groups, probably the biggest rock group out of Colombia in the 90s. And Ernesto, I know both of us were not huge fans of the album this was taken from. This was back in the late 90s. It was just like this endless series of tribute albums of Latin rock bands paying homage to non-Latin rock groups. This album, Tributo a Queen, had a lot of not so very memorable moments, but one of the better ones was when Aterciopelados covered the Queen song, Play the Game, this time redone as Juégale Apuesta.
¿Dónde está la esperanza perdida? Este? Cálate otro cigarrillo, espúmate. Ábrete la mente y vamos a volar. Deja que tu corazón empiece a hablar. Es tan fácil saber respetar, es muy fácil. Busca tu verdad en paz y amor. Juégale, todo el mundo apuesta.
This is Andrea from Aterciopelados, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Mañana es mejor.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Hey.
Wow, some beautiful jazz and Latin American textures are courtesy of Pat Metheny and the Pat Metheny Group. That was Follow Me, the second track on the album Imaginary Day that Pat Metheny released in 1997. It was to be one of the last albums released by the Pat Metheny Group with keyboardist Lyle Mays. Of course, Pat Metheny, he's not Latin American, but always paying tribute to the sounds of Latin America and enlisting Brazilian vocalists. Also at one point, Pedro Aznar, the hero of Argentinian rock from Buenos Aires, also was a longstanding member of the Pat Metheny Group. And this was Follow Me, definitely very much in tune with what was happening sonically in 97. And now we are going to do something that we've never done before, I think once, right? We're going to play some Mexican rock by a band called Maná.
Yes, Ernesto. Very controversial, probably among our listeners. You know, Maná, probably the only Latin rock band that can sell out arenas in multiple cities in the United States. But of course, there's always that debate. Are Maná really a rock band? Or are they just a pop band with instruments? I'm not going to resolve that dispute. I'm just going to let this song speak for itself. I do think that Un Lobo por Tu Amor, which was not a single on the group's 1997 album Sueños Líquidos, I personally feel that this song is more in the rock camp. Wouldn't call it alternative, but I feel we have to play it. I mean, this is an album that sold well over 600,000 copies in the United States. That is insane for a Latin rock album, and I feel like this was also perhaps the last time Maná was more aggressively rocking out. So, without further ado, Ernesto's favorite band, Maná, with Un Lobo por Tu Amor.
Soy
This is the Latin Alternative, and that was Maná, Un Lobo por Tu Amor, from the year 1997. And may I ask you, Josh, would it be possible that we never play Maná again in the show?
It's very possible, Ernesto, but because I am a historian focused very intensely on the music of 1997, I felt we must include it. If you've liked or disliked, perhaps, what you've been hearing today on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. You can also listen to the weekly podcast edition by subscribing by searching on iTunes for The Latin Alternative, or you can stream us each week at thelatinalternative.com. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios.
Hasta la próxima.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.